From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. And in what's being called an historic, dramatic decision, the NFL has reached a $765 million settlement with more than 4,500 former players who say they're suffering medical problems because of football-related concussions. The players accused the NFL of hiding the risks of concussions. The settlement will pay for their medical benefits, compensation for injuries, medical research, and legal costs. Derek Thompson is the business editor at The Atlantic. He's been following this story. And Derek, we're just parsing all of this today. But overall, how big a deal is this?
Right. As you said, the news, and this is just breaking, is that the NFL and more than 4,500 former players reached this rather historic $765 million settlement to resolve a suit where the players basically said the NFL wasn't forthcoming about the known risks of on-field behavior. And, you know, there's this one amazing fact that the head of the NFL's concussion-related study program was a rheumatologist, so not exactly the kind of person that you would expect to be leading this sort of thing. But, you know, people look at the $765 million settlement and they say, how big is this relative to the NFL? And, you know, the NFL is the most popular and lucrative sport in America. It made $9 billion last year and $1 billion in operating profit. So, you know, you could say, on the one hand, yes, this is what the players deserve. On the other hand, relative to the NFL's size and largesse, it's less than a full year of NFL profits.
Now, NBC Sports has been writing on it. They say $765 million. A lot of money, but one that the NFL can pay because there were some predictions that concussion litigation would bankrupt the league.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, right, there's no telling, you know, if you sort of count up all of the life insurance plans and all these players that have died and their deaths have been partially related to concussion-related symptoms and all of the medical costs and legal costs of even going to court for these suits, right, it could easily add up into the billions of dollars. And people were predicting that the NFL's total liabilities could number in the billions. So in that respect, you could say that the NFL is lucky, and you could also say the NFL is lucky because it doesn't necessarily have to admit that it did anything wrong now. Yeah. They can pay the settlement out of court, and then that's it.
Yeah. In fact, the judge in the case did a question and answer. There's still a lot of questions about how this will be determined, how the money is given out. Doctors will be involved, fund administrators. But when asked, is this an acknowledgement that the NFL hid information, the judge said no.
No, this is not. This is the beauty of mediation. It's the beauty of the settlement for the NFL is that they can pay up. They can pay up before the season starts. They can pay up before PBS and Frontline air their famous and now somewhat infamous documentary, League of Denial. And they can pay up without saying that we did anything wrong. And they can, in their own minds, and perhaps as well in the minds of fans, erase this issue somewhat for the foreseeable future.
Well, people are just weighing in the on social media, some saying good, it's about time, others saying this is going to drive up the cost of beer at stadiums. But a big question, I don't know that we resolve it, is what about the future? What happens to players who sign up now and then have an injury in the future? Do we know?
I don't know. No, yeah. I don't know right now. And, you know, the question to be raised is, does this change the way that football is played? You know, this is a settlement, but does it change the way that teams coach, that coaches advise people to tackle, that players who tackle and are tackled, you know, use their bodies and be forthright with their trainers about their injuries? Does it change the culture of the NFL from the professional league all the way down to peewee football when some scientists say some of these concussion-related symptoms are actually starting? You know, those are the questions that we don't know, and that's where it's not one settlement that's going to change the way that football is played because it is the most popular sport, and you do have people saying, oh, God, is beer prices going to go up? You know, there has to be a cultural shift.
Yeah. Derek Thompson, business editor at The Atlantic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.